Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My name is Pastor Brett Walker, and this is Guerrilla Christianity. Well, we have a short episode for you today. This is a prayer that I prayed this past Sunday, August 13th. Our Bishop John Scholl had sent out an email to all the clergy in the Greater New Jersey Annual Conference of the United Methodist Church. And in it, he called for a prayer for peace between nations, between the United States and Korea, and also for an end to racism, as we saw exploded in Virginia this week. So without further ado, I'm just going to present to you both the letter that Bishop John Scholl wrote. I read it out to the congregation in its entirety, and then the prayer that I offered up for all of us.
As we come to a time of prayer, there's an awful lot going on in the world right now that really needs the prayer of the faithful in Christ. This week I received an email from the bishop, and I would just like to read that to you. From Bishop John Scholl of the Greater New Jersey United Methodist Church. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the recent violence in Charlottesville and the threats between the leaders of the United States and North Korea remind us that words take form and shape for healing or destruction. John in his gospel describes God's great love, healing, and salvation for us in saying, "The word of God, the grace of God, became real in the person of Jesus. The word became flesh," John 1 and verse 14. I read stories of white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and KKK members saying that it is time to take America back. Here in Greater New Jersey this Sunday, the Word of God will be read by United Methodists in 9 different languages. The Word made flesh. Greater New Jersey United Methodist churches have more than 100 cross-racial appointments and nearly 150 multicultural congregations. The Word made flesh. Our 5 largest worshiping congregations are Korean. The Word made flesh. Greater New Jersey United Methodists will give witness to mission trips taken to Haiti, Honduras, Guatemala, and others will take offerings to support mission work in Ghana, Nigeria, and the Congo. The Word made flesh. This week, I want you to pray for peace and an end to racism, and I want you to bear witness in your communities, schools, and workplaces that hate is the work of evil, not Christ. That nuclear arms are the work of a fallen world, not the Creator's desire. And that our words should work toward drawing people to Christ. I call for all of us to spend the week living and modeling the same Word of God that we find in Christ Jesus. I give thanks to God for United Methodists of Greater New Jersey, who speak of Christ in 9 languages and pray and work for mission across the globe, regardless of race, creed, and faith, so that people see in us the love of God. Keep the faith. Bishop John Scholl, United Methodist Church of Greater New Jersey. We've seen a lot in the news in the last few days and all this week, and a lot it seems to be fearful of. But we are people of God. We are people of faith. We are people who know that this world will come and go. The flower withers, the grass fades, but the Word of God endures forever. So I call also on us this week to pray. Pray for peace between nations. Pray for an end to hatred, an end to racism, an end to hating people just because they look different or speak different or think different or believe different than us. So Those are the two main calls to prayer this week. All right, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we live in a fallen world, and when we look around, sometimes it's so easy to be overcome by fear, to look around and think that everything's hopeless. Sin has overtaken this world. It seems like the devil has its way, has his way with all of us, with all of our hearts. And so we wonder, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Your word tells us that if your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and will turn from their wicked ways and will seek your face, then you will hear our prayers in heaven and you will heal our land and you will answer. You will speak peace where there is no peace. Lord, it seems like our leaders are so willing to put others' lives in jeopardy for their own bravado, for their own whatever. How do you deal with a man like Kim Jong-un when he clearly seems to want to just stir up the hive? We don't know what to do, Lord, and we put it in your hands. We need to be people who are on our knees every single day, Lord, calling out to you for peace, for justice, for an end to racism, for an end to hatred. We see the images of the things that have been coming out of Virginia this past week, and it breaks our hearts. It breaks our hearts to see people so angry with other people they don't even know, people they haven't even talked to, just because their skin is a different color, or because they speak a different language, or because they come from a different nation than they came from. We are all made in your image, and as such, we are all given an inherent value and worth. There is a sanctity to human life that we are not honoring, Lord, and we need to be brought back to your love and your grace. Jesus told us that we are to love one another as he loved us, a sacrificial love, a love that gives and asks nothing in return. He said we are to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us. How hard that is to do without your Holy Spirit on our hearts. Jesus said that we are to love our neighbors and to love you, our God, with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Everything, it's about this love. Give us this love, Lord, that we might infect the world with that radical love, so that peace may reign, so that racism may end, so that we may be a just society that lives for you and proclaims Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. You've heard the cry of our hearts this morning, Lord. The names on our hearts that we lift up to you for healing, for strength, for comfort, for grace. We know, Lord, that you are faithful and true to answer every prayer. We humble ourselves, Lord. We turn our eyes to you. We are at your mercy, Lord. And so we pray all these things in the one prayer that your Son taught us to pray, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. If you live in the Salem County area, you can join us in person. Ebenezer United Methodist Church in Auburn holds its worship service at 9 a.m., and Hudson United Methodist Church in Pedricktown holds its worship service at 10:30. We also have Bible study during the week. Now, if our message today has touched you in some way, won't you let us know in the comments? And consider sharing it on the social media platform of your choice. You can also access this podcast through the Podbean app on Android or on iTunes. Just search for Guerrilla Christianity. Keep listening, keep growing, and I pray that God will continue to bless you in your journey of faith. Amen.